after spending 14 shiurim on Ashrei, now we get to move beyond Ashrei. Not that we ever move beyond Ashrei, right? We're always focused on Ashrei. Again, three times a day, say Ashrei, Ben Olam Haba. So we're always saying Ashrei, but we know that the Gemara does tell us that Rabbi Yossi, in the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches, tells us that anyone who is Gomer Halel, Amr Rabbi Yossi, Yechelki mi Gomer Halel b'chol yom, Kuf Yud Ches Amid Beis, Rabbi Yossi says that my portion should be amongst those who complete Halel every day. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Saying Halel any day, someone who says Halel every day is a Mecharuf and Megadev, that you can't sing Halel every day to Hashem. Then why not? Why is that considered blasphemous? Maybe for another time. But we know that the Rambam and many understand what Rabbi Yossi was saying, that my portion should be amongst those who complete Halal every day. Doesn't mean Halal that we say tomorrow on Rosh Chodesh or on Hanukkah. No, he means the end of Tehillim, which are the five Halalukas, right? Ashrei, which is really Tilul David, is 145. And after you say Ashrei, you say 146, 147, 148, 149, and 150. You starting with Tehillah David, you then say, after that, the last five prakim of Tehillim. And there are many Rishonim understand that's what Rav Yossi is saying, that I should be Zoche to be able to say all the end Halalukas of Tehillim each and every day. And why is that? We know Ashrei is a unique perek. But then Ashrei, in some ways, is a psicha. It's an opening to the five prakim after it. Some mefarshim actually explain that the five prakim of Tehillim that follow Ashrei are, in fact, unpacking Ashrei, if you will. And some say that in each of these five prakim that we say, 146 through 150, each one picks up on a couple of different themes from Ashrei and expounds upon it further. But we're not going to take that perspective. We're not going to keep connecting everything back to Ashrei. We want to look at each perek on itself. However, it is hard to ignore the fact that there does seem to be this series of five, because each one begins with Halalukah and ends with Halalukah. And many Mefarshim say the fact that they begin and end each one, and the word Halalukah, which we spoke a little bit about last time, we'll talk a little bit more about it tonight. What does Halalukah itself actually mean? Halalu and Ka. But therefore, obviously they're connected, and obviously they're a series. Some say that they connect to the five levels of soul. We know that every soul is really five levels. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. And with every perek of Tehillim, with every Halalukah, we're ascending a level. Rav Schwab in his Sefer has that each one of these prakim, in fact, relate to the unfolding of this world into the next world. That we have existence in this world, then we have, you know, the pre-messianic days, then we have the Chevle Mashiach, then we have Yemos HaMashiach, then we have Olam HaNeshamos, then we have Tchias HaMeisim. So it could be that each perek of Tehillim is corresponding to a different time at the end of history, essentially. Those are two broader perspectives, but just I think it's good to remember that this is part of a series. And as we develop a theme of each perek, we'll be able to see some of the themes that run through it. The first perek is, of course, Kuf Mem Vav, 146. And if you have a sitter in front of you, it would be a little bit helpful. But perek Kuf Mem Vav of Tehillim, it starts, Hallelujah, Halli Nafshi Es Adonai. That's the very first pasuk. And the word Halalukah itself, as we said last time, the word Halalukah is considered to be a very, very high form of praise of Hashem. Some say Halalukah is one of the highest forms of praise of Hashem. We quoted the Gemara in Shabbos about that. But the Ibn Ezra, in his Perush of Tehillim, on this perek, he says, what is Halalukah mean? Halalu, he writes, the Ibn Ezra, one of the Rishonim, Divrei HaMishor LiYisrael V'Acha Kain Omer L'Nafsho, meaning Halalukah is Halalu, that in the plural, that you should sing Ka to Hashem. That Halalukah is David HaMelech, the Mishorer, the singer of the Jewish people, calling to all of the Jewish people, Halalukah, that everyone should praise Hashem. Halalu, in the plural, praise Ka Hashem. So it is interesting that the name of Hashem of Ka, last year we discussed, is Yud and the Hey, representing Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh, right? The totality of praise of Hashem, but there's also another pshat. So the Svarno points out that we in Kaddish we say Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba Mivarach Lolom Me'olmaya. Yehei Shmei Rabba, may his name be made great. May his name be great. What does that mean? So some break that Yehei Shmei, Shem, Yud and Hey, that the name of Yud and Hey is seen as almost a truncated name of Hashem. Why? Because we know the most famous, and we're not going to get into the most powerful, but the name of Yud Hey and Vav Hey, the name of the Shem Havaya, that is seen as the name of all names, the name with all the tzirufim, the combinations and the different spellings, and spelling out the Yud and the Hey, the Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Yud, and you can spell it all different ways. So the name of Hashem of Yud and Hey is actually a shortened version. It's like a truncated Shem Havaya, because there's the Yud and the Hey, but then there's supposed to be another Vav and a Hey. So what do you do with the short name? So the Sfarno says that what David HaMelech is telling us, that the name of Ka refers to the Jewish people in a state of Golos. He writes, "Bizman haGolos she'ein Hashem shalom es nafshi halali es Hashem." Right? That the Sfarno explains what David HaMelech is saying, "Halalu Ka," means that even when we're in Golos and even when things are not well, again, this is reflecting the theme at the end of Ashrei, right? This could be why we add on that pasuk v'anachnu nevarach kamei atavi ad olam haluka at the end of Ashrei. But the Sfarno says that when we talk about hallelujah, it means that we're praising Hashem even when things are not good. And that's what David HaMelech is calling to the Jewish people. And certainly we know that's one of the themes of Sefer Tehillim, right? That even when things are very difficult, we still try and call out and try and praise Hashem with everything ultimately that happens. But the first pasuk is Haluka, then Halli Nafshi, Es Haluya, Halli Nafshi Es Adonai. What does that mean? Halli Nafshi Es Hashem Haluka. Pasha Pshat, according again to the Ben Ezra, is that everyone should sing Haluka, that everyone sing to Hashem, and then Halli Nafshi Es Hashem. That yes, it's nice that I call to everyone to sing to Hashem, but Halli Nafshi Es Hashem, that I myself also, my soul, will call out to Hashem. Some say, those that say that we're talking about the different levels of soul, the nefesh is, of course, the lowest level of soul. And the Rokeach says that, what does this mean? That Halli Nafshi Es Hashem, that not necessarily talking about the lowest level of soul, but the idea that Halli Nafshi Es Hashem, that from my soul, that the appreciation of the neshama, the appreciation of Torah mitzvahs, that this part of me, Halli Nafshi Es Hashem, that my soul and all the zechusim that I have to be connected to Hashem and the great gift of my neshama, that is what is praise, what is calling out and giving thanks to Hashem, right? And it makes sense if we're talking about five prakim relating to the five levels of soul, that the lowest level of soul is now coming to give shavach v'odah to the Ribono Shalom. And then David HaMelech tells us, Ahalla Adonai b'chayoi, azamri l'lohai b'odi, that I will praise Hashem b'chayai, again, literally, with my life, in my life, during my life. Again, those all mean different things. I will sing to Hashem with my life, in my life, during my life, azamri l'lohai, and I sing to my God b'odi. Now, that's a very, very difficult word to translate. We know that the word ode means like more, right? To go more. So what does this mean? Ahal Hashem b'chayai azamre lelokai de'odi. So there are a number of different pshatim. What David HaMelech is saying here. That the Rokeach, some Rishonim say, that what David HaMelech is saying, Ahal Hashem b'chayai, that what did he just say? In the first pasuk, he said, Haluka Halli Nafshi Es Hashem, that my soul praises Hashem, that for Inyani Ruchnius, and again, the Ruchnius spirituality is, of course, the Yesod, the most important thing. So my soul, and for spiritual things, I thank Hashem with spiritual things, but then Ahal Hashem b'chayai means that I'm going to also praise Hashem b'chayai in my physical life. And in fact, some say that, again, because Pasha Pshat, some say, just means that, you know, throughout my life, B'chayai, meaning throughout my life, I will sing to Hashem. Rav Moshe Wolfson Shlita, Mashkiach of Torah V'das, Rav of Emunah Yisrael and Borough Park, in his beautiful Sefer of on Tefillah, so he brings down, Ahal Hashem B'chayai, Azamer L'Kai Be'odi. He has a little bit of a different pshat. He goes, what is life if not Torah Mitzvos? Again, we're talking about David HaMelech here. Right, so Azamra Hashem, Ahal Hashem B'chayai, because we start off by saying Hal Linafshi Yas Hashem, that my soul praise Hashem. Once we're connected to the level of soul, then Ahal Hashem B'chayai, that I'm going to praise Hashem B'chayai through living a life of neshama, through living a life of Torah mitzvahs. That my life itself, the way I live my life, is how I'm praising Hashem. My life itself are a praise to Hashem. But what does it mean, Azamre l'Elokai be'odi, that I will sing to my God be'odi, with be'odi, while I'm still here, while I exist, when I may not exist, la mesim ya'aluka, right? We will say that the dead don't sing to Hashem. So what does this mean, Azamre l'Elokai be'odi, that I'll sing to Hashem be'odi? When, so again, what does od mean? Od means more. Right, to go a little bit beyond. So what is od? It means with the things that are even beyond the overt spiritual life, meaning even in the parts of my life that look very physical. Again, it's interesting, Rav Wolfson's od is connected to what some say azamra l'kav be'od mean, the azamra el hala shem b'chayai, that he says it's a similar type of pshat, but this is the idea that he says, even things that aren't overtly spiritual, when I'm eating, which is also, you know, something related to this in this week's parsha that we spoke about a number of years ago, when a person's eating, when a person's at work, when a person is doing things that aren't overtly spiritual, David HaMelech is saying that Ahal Hashem b'chayai, I will praise Hashem b'chayai with my life of neshama, of Torah and mitzvahs, Azam Elokai Be'odi, and I will sing to Hashem Elokai, which is a lashon of Hashem in everything, God in everything. So it makes sense. Ahal Hashem, Hashem is a lashon of Hashem that's transcendent, beyond, that's Torah and mitzvahs that go beyond this world. Azam Elokai, Elokim is a lashon of Hashem almost in this physical world. Azam Elokai Be'odi, that I will also sing the Elokai to my God, that's the balakochos kulam in this world, the one that is in control of everything that happens in this world, be'odi, with things that even go beyond the overtly spiritual. And that's what Rav Wolfson says, that not only do I praise Hashem through doing mitzvahs, but I also praise Hashem, I also sing to Hashem when I'm eating, when I'm sleeping, when I'm taking a brisk walk, right? For my health, that those things also, be'odi, those things also, I'm singing out to Hashem. And then David HaMelech takes a turn. David HaMelech goes from the obligation that we have to sing to Hashem, and he shifts the perek. And he says that the next two prakim are a little bit negative. Al tiftachu b'nedivim, the then adam she'en lo seshua, teitze rucho yoshuv dat maso bayom ha'u avdu es shenosav. So David HaMelech says that sing to Hashem on my soul through the spiritual and physical life that I have, right? Through the chiyus, through the excitement that I have in engaging in life. And now David HaMelech is talking about, because ultimately, where is everything from? And this is a theme that is almost, as some of Farshim say, being unpacked from Tehillah LeDavid, from Ashrei, that David HaMelech is telling us now, Al tiftachum nedivim, don't trust in nedivim. What are nedivim? A nadvan is a generous person. David HaMelech says, even people with the best of intentions, generous, great people, Al tiftachum, don't, your bitachon can't be in them. Your trust can't be in them. Why? B'ven adam she'en lo teshuva, because he's a ben adam. He's a person of Adama, from the dirt, Chainless Yeshua, that he has no ultimate power to create eternal salvation, a lasting salvation. Teitze Rucho Yoshua Lat Maso, right? That's why we refer to a human being as a Ben Adam, meaning this Nadiv, this generous, great person, Nadiv, some translate actually Mefarshim as a prince, nobility, right? Ultimately, he's a Ben Adam. And what does that mean? David HaMelech says in the next pasuk, Teitze Rucho Yoshev Latmoso, that when the Ruach leaves, right, again, interesting, we talk about Nefesh and Ruach, different levels of soul. David HaMelech is referring to the different levels of soul in these parakim throughout. Yoshev Latmoso, he's going to just return to Adama, right? That's what a Ben Adam ultimately happens to him. And then, Bayom Ha'u Avdu Et Shenosov, on that day, Bayom Ha'u, on that very day, that Rucho, that his Ruach leaves, Avdu Et Shenosov, all his big plans are lost. All his big plans are gone. David HaMelech is not referring here to, God forbid, a deceptive, again, there are different ways to approach a parak. The approach that we're taking, that we're learning together, is that David HaMelech is not talking about a bad person. He's talking about a great person. He's talking about a nadvan. He's talking about a bal tzedaka, a bal chesed, an amazing person. But David HaMelech wants us to make clear, al tiftuchu b'nedivim. Why? Because he's a ben adam shein lo teshua. You can't put your bitachon, you can't put your trust in a mortal human being, because ultimately he's a ben adam shein lo teshua, that he doesn't have the real power to save, to provide his salvation. Because teitzei rucho yoshev latmoso. Because rachmana litzlan. We have to recognize the limits of a mortal man. And that's what we all have to recognize. And, you know, there are many stories of people who thought that, someone told him, I'm going to take care of you. I know someone who's had a person who always told him, you can sit and learn as long as you want. I'm going to take care of you. Don't worry. Like this guy, after he got married, that someone in his wife's family said, I'm going to take care of you. You're going to be able to learn for a long time. Don't worry. You won't have to go work. And Mamish, at the end of Sheva Brachos, this very, very wealthy family member passed away. You know, this Chassan thought, this guy in Kol thought for 7 days, oh my gosh, that's it, I'm taking care of my whole life. And then Mamish, it was the end of Sheva Brachos, that a very generous, wealthy person passed away. And no, he didn't put him in the will from the time the Chassan happened until, the end of Sheva Brachos. But that's what David HaMelech is saying. That Teitzei Rucho Yoshev Nosov, the Amu of the Shnosov. It's just the sad truth. And so David HaMelech, again, is just trying to help us recognize, ultimately, where does it come from? And we'll stop here, because the next pasuk, actually, Ashri She'el Yaakov Bezro Sivro Al Adonai Elohav, really is about next week's parsha. It's about the beginning of next week's parsha. So Be'ezus Hashem, that's what we'll talk about. Why over here does David HaMelech refer to Hashem as Kel Yaakov, the God of Yaakov? Be'ezus Hashem, that's what we'll pick up with next week. Have a good Shabbos. Take care. And daven well.